Madam Clerk, please call item 9.
Item number 9, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to enter into a second amendment to the development agreement with UWM Innovation Park, LLC, and UWM Real Estate Foundation, Inc., to provide for the development of an extended stay hotel at Innovation Park.
Mr. Whaley Smith.
Thank you, Madam Chair and member of the committees. We do have a slightly updated presentation, but having a little difficulty pulling it up here. So I will start with what we have here, and then as we have additional testimony, I can pull up some of the documents that we have in paper format for you. So again, you all have more experience than I do, but I'm trying to catch up as quickly as I can on Milwaukee County grounds. So we have the research park down in this quadrant here, the Wisconsin Lutheran Sports Complex here, the regional complex, Ronald McDonald House, which had the great privilege of going to their groundbreaking for their expansion, and then, of course, the UWM Innovation Campus. And there have been several projects that have been brought forward on this project. One is the ABB facility and also the accelerator facility. And the next project that is the groundwork is being laid for is an extended stay hotel. In order to accommodate that extended stay hotel, there requires an amendment in the development agreement. In the initial development agreement, a hotel use was allowed for as what's called an ancillary use, but was limited to the northwestern area near the Eschweiler buildings. And the request is to allow for that same use in a location that is further southeast in that location. As soon as we are able to pull this up here, I can show you exactly where that is. So, of course, Innovation Campus is there. This is a blow-up of that area there. So you can see here where the ABB building is going to be located, the accelerator building, and then it's this area right here that we are asking for the ancillary use to be applied to. And this is something available in hard copy for all of you, and which is an overall site map of what's going on at the Innovation Campus project. So you can see exactly where at this point where it's proposed. I think at this point it's important to understand what the development agreement says, which is when there are plan amendments, those come back to staff. That we review those and make sure they're consistent. In this circumstance, we haven't received plans yet. It's not at that point. We're simply asking for an amendment for the development agreement to apply to this area so that UWM Innovation Park LLC can move forward with their negotiations for a potential extended stay hotel there. From our perspective in economic development, this development agreement is recommended for approval for a couple factors. One is it will increase the tax base of Milwaukee County, of course, because we will now have a building there. Second, the way that the financial deal is structured is that there is an outstanding note that gets paid through land sales. So 75% of the proceeds of the eventual sale of this will come for that purpose. And then also the use as an extended stay hotel to support not only the work that the Innovation Campus is bringing and the need for that extended stay, but of course all of the families that are staying at the regional medical complex as well. At this point, I'm happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, we have several people here from UWM Innovation Park LLC, City of Wauwatosa, and I'm sure members of the public as well to comment.
Do the gentlemen from the UWM Real Estate Foundation want to add anything to what Mr. Whaley Smith has already presented? Why don't you identify yourself for the record, please?
I will. I'll just give you something. It's the same as what you see up there.
My name is Bruce Block. I'm chair of the UWM Real Estate Foundation, which is the sole member of UWM Innovation Park, LLC. With me is David Gilbert, who is the president of both the Real Estate Foundation and the LLC. I think most of you have been around on this for a while, but just by way of background, UWM Real Estate Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit, and its sole purpose is to support the efforts of UWM. So any dollars that we are able to glean from anything we do goes back to promoting the activities and benefits and try to benefit UWM. As Teague gave you a good background, the concept of a hotel was always in the development agreement. An extended stay is actually perfect for what we're trying to accomplish here. It's a unique product to help with all of the county grounds. And in fact, the permitted uses under the original development agreement talked about a hotel that could benefit not only our campus, but the county grounds as a whole. Originally, it was contemplated to be located up in the what we call the Eschweiler area, which are those green buildings and the brown buildings up in the northernmost part. And the reason for that was that very early on in the process of negotiating the development agreement, that area was going to have a direct street access right onto Swan Boulevard, and the protected habitat area was actually located to the east of that along the road, which is Discovery Parkway. Then during the course of negotiations and the time that the environmental group was put together to analyze the habitat area for the butterflies, that got changed. And so they came back to us, and we changed our site plan, and this entire area, which kind of is a horseshoe around the Eschweiler area, became the protected area, and the ability to put a road through there to access that area was discontinued. And so that became kind of the area that originally we thought where the ancillary uses would be able to be located, but with very little access now, that no longer works for that. And as David will explain in a minute, what's happening in that area is something that's very excited, both a residential use, which is a permitted use under the development agreement, plus the existing Eschweiler buildings we are hopeful will be renovated as part of the Forestry Exploration Center, which is a STEM charter school, a very exciting curriculum that fits in very nicely with what we're doing there. So basically what this is all about is simply relocating a use to another part of the campus where it was not originally contemplated. And the location we picked is actually really kind of a backdoor area. It's probably the least visible. And what we like about this particular developer that we're working with is that they have not required street frontage. And we don't want retail or non-tech use as part of the frontage of this on Watertown Plank Road. So this is really a destination use tucked away into a corner that we think will work very well for the campus. And it's a use that was always contemplated and what we think will be very helpful, not just for our campus, but for the county grounds as a whole. Where we are right now is we have a letter of intent with a development firm, and we would like to convert that to a contract until they know that they can actually proceed with development at this location. They're not going to spend the additional dollars that would get them to actually doing a full set of plans and engineering and so forth and so on. So we're just in preliminary stage of negotiations with this developer, have a letter of intent. Once we get this approved, we can then convert to a contract and move forward with a much more extensive development plan for the facility. So we've given, in the parameters of the proposed amendment, the maximum that would ever be built there. We put 128 rooms. I think it'll be less than that. We picked 3.5 acres. We think it'll be slightly less than that. We wanted to have some room to reconfigure where that's going to be once they finalize their site engineering and so forth. They have met with the city of Wauwatosa, and we have people from the city here who can explain their perspective on whether this is a valuable addition to the campus or not. And now I'll just turn it over to David real briefly, who can give you guys an update on really what's going on at the campus and how this fits into the entire package.
Well, if you took a look at the Journal Sentinel this morning, you see the front page story is all about UWM research in collaboration with industry. And it's about a wonderful partnership that we have with Johnson Controls that's bringing in tens of millions of dollars to the university, providing valuable experience for our students and providing JCI, a private company, with intellectual property and scientific research that's going to help them grow right here in Milwaukee. So the interesting thing about this, though, if you read through the whole article, is you find out that we had to build this in an abandoned stairwell in an outdated engineering building. And companies don't like to do that. That's not where they like to be associated. What they like is what you see here in the Business Journal, high-tech, high-profile. And ABB is the poster child particular way of thinking. And in particular, I'm quoting them out of the newspaper. They said there is tremendous cross-pollinization, meaning between industry and academia, and that is the root of the opportunity for ABB to be on the innovation campus. So ABB is moving forward expeditiously. They're under construction now, held slowed down by the rain as we are, but moving forward. We have a signed lease with the Forest Exploration Center, which is a wonderful initiative to create a campus within a campus. So we would have a charter school located right on our innovation campus, focused on forest exploration and STEM technology, so science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. A wonderful collaboration that we're going to move forward. We're going to have a hearing in the city of Wauwatosa tonight on that initiative. And I just say, day by day, I get stopped by neuroscientists from the medical college. They're talking to me about collaborating with the people who are going to be in our first building, the Innovation Accelerator, and they're talking about laser treatments for the brain and other kinds of things that UWM Engineering brings to the medical college. I'm at the gym this morning, and a serial entrepreneur approaches me who we're talking about being one of the first tenants in that accelerator building. He says, Dave, when am I going to get a lease? When am I going to get a lease? Now, he's created two companies that are still running in Milwaukee, and now he's partnering with a company in Arkansas to start his third company here, and he very much wants to be in there. And the unfortunate thing is I had to tell him I'm still waiting for the Federal Economic Development Administration to approve my lease design. But we'll get to him. But the point is, there's so much activity, and what's going on there is so new and innovative, and it's going to do so much for this region that we're just extraordinarily excited about how this thing has played out in really a very short period of time since we commenced the closing. It's only been about 2.5 years. And, with the city's partnership on the roadway and the infrastructure and supporting the campus in many ways, we've been very lucky. And then the final thing I'll touch on is UWM this summer is going to begin design on its first university building, which would be a $75 million building. And that will move forward for the next 2 years. So we're very excited to bring that academic component to the campus as well. In terms of a hotel, it's common for research parks across the country to have a hotel on their grounds. Milwaukee County Grounds has an overnight stay hotel. And when I say extended stay, that's not the brand or flag. That means longer-term stay hotel. The brand hasn't been determined yet. From the university's perspective, when we're getting into these large research projects with global companies, we don't have every single expertise on our own campus necessarily. So the PIs, the primary investigators, often have to call on their colleagues from around the world to come in for a period of time to add expertise to what they're doing with the company. So it could be for a summer. And typically in higher ed, that's when you go and do other things, is over the summer. So for 3 months or 6 weeks, they come to town and they work, day and night on this project, and then they go back to their universities. That's, you can't get a lease for 6 weeks, and that's too long to stay in an overnight hotel. So this really is a great way to meet that need. And from a company like ABB, which is going to be located on the campus, their headquarters is Zurich, and they're in like 45 countries around the world. So you can imagine, and they're going to have 350 employees on that campus. You can imagine the in and out they have on a global basis, and it's often for extended periods of time. Again, that extended stay meets that need. And then even for our startup company, the parent is down in Arkansas, so there are going to be people coming up here to check on them on a regular basis, so it's going to meet their needs too. And this is a parcel. It's not high profile. It's kind of tucked away. Most kind of hotels would not be interested in this. We don't want this to be the brand or the sort of signature of the campus. We want it to be a support service, and this sort of being tucked away off the main roads provides that niche. So, we're very excited to have this opportunity. And it's not only for us, it's for the Regional Medical Center. It's for GE Healthcare across the way in a research park. So we think it's an excellent thing to bring forward.
Supervisor Schmidt.
I would have a lot to say, but they've summarized, I think, very well, and I'm presuming her from Wauwatosa, then maybe anybody else has some questions. I'd have some summary comments possibly then. I'd be happy to do it then.
Thank you. I'm not going to bottom line, we have discussed this at Research Park. We have talked about the school. We have done many things, and everybody's in favor. I was going to just, Smith's going to move approval, but I'll move approval. Let's go.
Okay. Supervisor Weishaupt, any other supervisors?
Well, I wish we could hear the full presentation and then do some comments and questions from that. Because I would like to
I
ask
have
some
no
questions.
No public comment cards. Is there anyone else that otherwise Supervisor Broderick wanted to be heard?
I'm sorry. We have representatives. The mayor of Wauwatosa is here along with some of her senior staff.
All right. Why don't we let's bring up the city of Wauwatosa first, please. We'll have you fill out the cards when you're finished. And then I will give Supervisor Broderick an opportunity, and then we'll get back to committee members. And I know you've been here before on the county grounds. Why don't you all introduce yourself first?
Sure. I'm Jim Archambault. I'm the administrator for the city of Wauwatosa. I'm joined by Mayor Kathy Eli and Finance Director John Ruggini, who I know several of you know. I happen to live in Luigi's district, for what that's worth. It's worth a lot for me. It's worth a lot for me. In any case,
I will withdraw my motion now.
I think I'm going to walk out of this meeting now.
In any case, I don't have a whole lot to add to what has already been said. I will focus on the fact that our council has not yet reviewed this particular proposal. We have, however, reviewed it in what we refer to as the design review team, which is a pre-development team that we put together that looks at any number of regulatory issues that may come with any given development. We do that very intentionally so that we are identifying potential challenges up front and can work through those challenges through our normal process, as opposed to finding out at a later point in time that there are issues that we haven't considered or that have come to light that we could have anticipated. This particular use, I would suggest, does fit well, as was stated, in terms of a support service for the campus and the broader area of what we commonly refer to as the county grounds. As was pointed out, there is, by way of example, a overnight stay hotel that is located in the county research park that does, by all accounts, extremely well because of its availability to users who are coming for any number of reasons to the regional medical center, the research park itself, or the broader community. In addition, as also was stated, or at least touched on for a minute, the development of this particular parcel works exceptionally well in that it is tucked away a bit. However, through good fortune or good planning, whichever the case may be, it will be able to be designed in such a way that it takes advantage of the future county park, which will be immediately to its north. So that's extremely advantageous. In addition, it does a great deal to assist with assuring that the TIF district not only performs at least to a minimum standard of ultimately being financially feasible, but in fact pushes forward perhaps several years the time frame in which we have to leave that district open. As we like to say, it's not our sole goal to create TIF districts, it's our goal to close them. So projects like this that aid in moving up the time frame that the TIF district is open, and ultimately that property value goes to support county services as well as city services and other taxing jurisdictions, is greatly to our advantage. I will touch on real quick again that the council has not at this point gone through its processes. However, I do want to describe in brief that once the proposal is developed to a point that it's ready for consideration by our elected bodies, it will go through the planned unit development process, which the whole campus is a part of. Each time a individual project comes forward, it goes through the same type and level of review. That will include review by our plan commission, our community development committee, and ultimately our common council. In addition to that, it will go through our design review process. We have a design review board that specifically looks at the individual project and goes through and looks at all of the anything from parking ratios to green space within the parking area to native species within the landscape design, etc. So with that, and again, speaking from a staff level position, this is a great opportunity, fits exceptionally well within the campus itself, and does a great deal of aid to the overall TIF district.
Mayor? Yes, I just want to let you know that I've had the opportunity to meet with the hotel group. I've toured their other facility in the area because we are requiring whatever is put in there to be of the highest quality possible. I've also had the opportunity to talk to the other existing hotel in the research park, and the general manager has told me how well they're doing. They are actually, their business is up this year over last year in spite of all the Department of Transportation construction that's surrounding them and making it a very inconvenient area. I've heard from high-level executives at medical complex the need for something like this. So it is something that fits in very well with the campus, and we just want to make sure that you have that information as well.
Thank you. All right, why don't we give Supervisor Broderick an opportunity to make his comments, and then we will get to committee.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you for coming. I can remain seated here. I think I can be very... Mr. Block indicated in his comments that the hotel was always a part of the development agreement, and later said that the it was always contemplated to be part of the development agreement. And I admit to being taken a little by surprise by the hotel announcement. I always deferred to Supervisor Schmidt at his district. But I do, as chair of the Parks Committee, get regular complaints from, particularly from environmentalists, who find that committee the vehicle by which they would like to lodge their protests. So I guess my question is, where specifically in the development agreement was a hotel referred to? I must have missed it.
Mr. Whaley Smith, do you want to address that?
Read it right here. Here we are.
This would appear under paragraph 1E of the development agreement, which talks about permitted uses, and then it talks about ancillary uses as well, or ancillary support uses, and it says that the ancillary support uses may include but shall not be limited to a number of things, and then it talks about retail that is commonly needed by employees of the companies located on the Milwaukee County grounds, and specialty or boutique overnight accommodations for visitors to businesses or research institutions located in the Milwaukee County grounds.
Is ancillary a synonym for the word commercial?
No, it was commercial? Actually, ancillary was really a broader term. It was anything that would be supportive of what was going on the campus, but not necessarily part of the pure research technology aspects of that. So it included, retail would be most of the types of things that would be there, but overnight accommodations for the entire county grounds was one of the identified
so it's
items.
It's a broader term.
Yes.
But could include commercial.
Yes, absolutely.
Supervisor Broderick?
Yes, thank you much. That response is helpful.
Are you done?
Yes.
All right, to committee now. Supervisor Schmidt, you're going to reserve your comments. Supervisor Mayo, you made a motion for approval. You said you had an additional question. And then we've got Supervisor Weishan indicating.
Yeah, the staff. The gentleman was here earlier. Can you come back? I just want to know the timetable because you said it's going. You. Smith, I don't know your name. Smith,
Block, Mr. Block?
Block. Archambault.
Okay.
Sure.
I didn't know which good looking head of hair you were looking
at. I'm not going to touch that. All right. You stated a number of things about the committees. What is your timetable?
Well, we don't...
They don't have a timetable until the developer actually puts together a proposal.
Could you give us the number of groups that are going to review this? I mean, you kind of listed them off, but how many groups have to actually review this?
Put it this way. Once the submission is made, then it goes to?
It goes to not less than four bodies. And typically, we would expect that it would be probably at least a 2 to perhaps as much as a 4 month review process.
So, my question, though I do support this, why is it in front of us so early? If you go through this timetable that we don't have.
Because we can't.
Just.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Finish.
Yeah.
Because there's not enough. I know the information. I sat down with Mr. Giberson and some other people. But the committee don't have all the information exactly what you want. The only thing you want to do is change one place because you the buildings, what is the Washington building?
Eschweiler
building, because it was not feasible, so you want to just change the whole.
Just the location.
Okay.
Right. And the reason.
Quickly.
Yeah, the reason we need to make this change is that the developer is not going to spend any time and money on architecture to actually make a submission unless this becomes an area where it's permitted to do this. In other words, right now, he's not permitted to build on this site. So
okay.
That's why we need to make that change so we can get this thing started.
All right. Supervisor Weishan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to give a little history, and that is the only reason that the word hotel is even in there, as was stated, boutique hotel, was to help with the redevelopment use of the Eschweiler buildings. We have never had any interest whatsoever to take 3.5 acres of very desirable, property here and turn into low-wage hospitality jobs. The fact is this is supposed to be a research park for the 21st century. Not, we are literally a stone's throw away from Highway 100. If you want to create a extended stay hotel, you can very easily locate it, within a couple miles in one direction or the other. I think this is well out of the scope, and once again, has twisted what the original intent was. We never intended to be their banker either. Yet now we're on this payment plan. Like I said, the hotel development and the ancillary use was only to help facilitate the redevelopment of the Eschweiler buildings, and that's why there was a line drawn that said you can do that in the north. You can't do it in the south because that's where we want the research facilities and things like that. So I have a problem with that. And if it's the will of whatever the board to go forward, then my question is, if they're asking to change the development agreement, why aren't we asking for some type of compensation in return? And that compensation can be in dollars, or maybe we ought to look at if they don't want to do something on the monetary side. As it was brought up by Supervisor Broderick, the Habitat agreement. Now, that is a very thin agreement, to say the least, and that maybe if we want to ask for, to build some extended stay hotel there, that we reevaluate that Habitat agreement and put something more substantial in there than what we currently have. So I just think, I constantly hear from these people that we have to act like a business. We have an opportunity here. They're asking for an accommodation. I think that we ought to respond in kind and say that, okay, we're going to need some concession on their part. So, I said, what I think is appropriate is that we lay the item over, give direction to staff to go have those conversations to see what kind of other accommodations can be made, whether monetarily or other substantial things in the agreement that would make it worth our while to change this agreement. Because this is prime research space. And the only reason that the hotel piece is in there is to redevelop the Eschweiler buildings. So I'm just asking that we act like a business and go and negotiate an adjustment. So
is this a motion?
Yes, a motion to lay the item over. to have staff then contact all the parties so we can discuss those potential adjustments, whether it be on the habitat item or other monetary compensation.
All right, we have a motion for layover before us. On that motion, Supervisor Schmidt, do you want to be addressing that?
Sure. Yeah, I would vehemently oppose the layover, of course, for a whole host of reasons. First of all, I guess what I ask our new economic development director, this is an amendment to the development agreement. What other previous amendment that we did have, and does this any way violate any agreement we have with the county?
I can get to that very narrow question. I'll provide some background to see if this is what you're getting at. There was a comment, for example, that the habitat agreement is a very weak document. After looking into the issue, and I'm happy to share it with any of the supervisors, it's actually a very robust requirement. There is a complete restriction on developing in what's called the habitat zone, which I believe is over 10 acres.
11.8.
So a substantial amount of the development that was sold is essentially undevelopable to this particular developer, and I think we have a partner here in UWM that is responsive to that and willing to do that. Whether or not we could get a purely private developer to do that, I don't know that circumstance or not. In many ways, this is an economic amendment to the transaction already because we do have this arrangement where we have an outstanding note. We get paid on land sales. If we allow the hotel use, we have a project that's moving forward which will pay that debt back quicker, which I think is a fantastic amenity to that. Of course, also we get the economic development benefit of increased tax base and the jobs associated with it as well. So from that component of the development agreement, from my perspective, again, I have not been here as long as all of you, it has been negotiated, heavily negotiated. This is an amendment based on use to allow this use in a different area. I certainly respect the history that Supervisor Weishon put forward. This is clearly a policy consideration. Where I would fall in the policy consideration is tax base and jobs and the signal that we are willing to work with developers to create tax base and jobs is of the utmost priority.
What other amendment did we make?
You made an amendment regarding the accelerator facility.
All right. On the layover, let's move along here.
Well, the Supervisor Weishon gave it a little background. Could you put that picture back up, please? Because a lot of background is absolutely necessary here to vote on, taking away time that 10 years has been put in this project already, for example, to do what? I was going to mention also that it's I know choice of words here to take about a loose agreement. I was going to say something about that because here's my point. UWM, incredible partner. Who else would have come? Look at that map, okay? They talked about, remember this was 89 acres we sold? Well, in the 89 acres, we always thought about 40 to 50 acres might be developable. What UWM was bought all those 89 acres. They're losing 18 acres on the western section there, okay, where ABB, the sign is, it's west of that because you go to Highway 100 or Highway 45. So they lose that, okay. They kept the Parks Administration building, all right, which is 6 acres, 6.58 acres, I guess I remember now, okay. Habitat zone. There wasn't a habitat zone when it officially came in to start with. They lose another 12 acres almost, 11.8 acres that they've been went to great strides. We've had 100 meetings probably with environmentalists in all these different areas. We will have one tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, in the city of Wauwatosa. All we're being asked here is to say, is this a possible idea? We have sold to UWM. All their negotiations now are with the DOT, all the stuff we've been through, MMSD, okay, City of Wauwatosa, and look what's all happened. Look what's all going on in this area. This only could be done because of what's going on it is important, the background. I mean, I'm just almost incensed about someone coming in last hour and trying to stop something now that we have had
10 years in the waiting for this, the tax base. The ABB building, the international building, for example, you talk about, you know, what's in it for us in Milwaukee County. We just got $2.335 million, right? 75% of that sale because that development agreement has gone by. We have environmentalist concerns, which will be addressed again tonight going on. We have been through hoops plus in this area. And every consideration, every group has been more, patience has been tried many times. But look, this is ancillary. We're asking to just amend development agreement. It's up to all the hoops and for TOSA, you know, if someone wants to come in, and this is relevant, in the research park, which Supervisor Mayo is very familiar with, I've been on 10 plus years myself, is that they have very strict covenants there, and very few acres are left to develop there anymore, and almost all of it is research associated. Their covenants were very strict. We came in with the hotel idea because of the obvious need there. Okay, it wasn't the centerpiece of the research park. It wasn't the main goal of the research park to have a hotel. Now, it's a Crown Plaza that's got like 80%, I mean, really high-end industry as far as people staying there. And look at a developer's coming and taking the risk here. If they don't think this extended thing would work, why would they even think about it? I mean, that's a big project and a big – obviously, they've done the market research. It's up to developers to make those decisions, not us. We're going to say, oh, you can't develop this. This doesn't fit in. Okay? It's part of the whole process here, but it's not the centerpiece, and it's an area that we have a small role to play in as well with TOSA and everybody else who have to do the heavy lifting after we make this mild adjustment. So
you're opposed to the layover.
Yeah.
Supervisor Weiss.
Well, there's a certain things, Madam Chair, that need to be addressed in there. First of all, this was not RFP'd out on the street. They came to us. All right? They said they had all these donors and all this stuff, and they were going to make this whiz-bang thing, and we put some conditions up there. They agreed to it. I didn't go knocking on their door. I didn't twist their arm to come here, and they said they were going to pay us $13 million. And then everybody bid on that hook. And then they come back and they say, oh, well, we don't have the money. So then we make an accommodation there. And then now, here, one accommodation after another. The line for the residential was further north, and we reduced it. We moved it further south to accommodate their development, their residential development. We've made an adjustment again. And it was, oh, we're going to do it. We're going to develop the Eschweilers. All I know is they seem to be moving, cutting down plenty of trees and stuff, but yet they haven't done anything to Eschweiler buildings. You know, that's what it was there for, is the hotel was put in specifically related to the Eschweiler building.
Supervisor Weishin, do you have a new point?
Yes, and my point is the signal to developers is that we expect you to keep your agreements. It's as simple as that. Make your payments on time and live up to the development agreement. If you wanted to put a hotel in the southern area, you should have negotiated that over a year ago. It's as simple as that. And maybe we would have said, fine, but guess what? The price just went from $13 to $14 million.
Supervisor Weishin, make your comments to the chair.
I've been trying to, Madam Chair. So that's the point here. We expect people, you can't keep coming back to us time after time and making these adjustments and think it's free. If we would have put this thing out on the street and said, give me an RFP, go to a bank, give us the money, you know, or to even another developer and say, okay, we're going to develop this payment plan, $5 million, $5 million, and then a couple $800,000 payments, maybe we would have an entirely different development. All I'm looking at is we had ABB, which came from New Berlin, all right? And, in fact, under the new state's residency requirements, if ABB was a firefighter, he could have stayed in New Berlin. So, you know, and we got now an extended stay hotel, which is you know, like I said, just a hospitality industry jobs, which could very easily be accommodated on the Highway 100. You know, we are doing nothing but poaching industries from southeastern Wisconsin and giving us other low-wage alternatives. So unless they come up with some other accommodation for us, and that's all I'm asking for, is we should be a good business partner and go, okay, we'll entertain your idea if You go look at, you know, what we may want to readjust over these years and say, you know what, maybe I don't think the habitat stuff is good enough. Or there's got to be a solid commitment on the Eschweilers. I want you want to put a hotel in the south? Okay, that eliminates one of the redevelopment options at the Eschweilers. What are you going to do to compensate for that? What kind of timelines are you going to put in for that? All of this can be discussed in a simple layover, and we get our staff to work like they should be.
Supervisor Mayo, you have a point.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have to agree with Supervisor Washon. If we're going to be like a business, we have been like a business before. And when we make our adjustments, we never normally don't ask for a nonprofit to do that. But we did it at the Parkies. We asked when we put options on the table, we asked for more money. We did it with some other lands that they had options, but more money. But the bottom line here, the difference is they did come to us. Because right now we have a number of people jumping where this land is located for the last 10, more than 10 years. That we had IKEA, we had a number of people who want that frontage over there. We did not go out.
That's not where IKEA was going.
No, it's the other frontage. Supervisor, I don't interrupt you. I don't make any comments when you make your
comment. Go ahead, Supervisor Mayo. You have the floor. Make your
point. So what I'm trying to say is we have been through this. But we need to move on. If they come back for another option, gentlemen, or something else, there will be negotiations. Because the tree huggers, the monarch people, the plant species have been dealing with this over 12 years. And we are giving you the opportunity to make this a win-win situation. But you have come back and changed the scope of what's going on in that environment. And I understand that the city of Wauwatosa want a tax base. We want our tax base, and we want our money. But if you keep coming back, and Supervisor Wauwatosa is right, we got to treat you like a business because you treat us like a business. And this is a business for you.
Supervisor Schmidt, real quickly, please.
I appreciate my colleague's comments, and I apologize for jumping a little emotionally involved, I guess, for a lot of years. But I would say, again, looking at the business thing, is when we made the agreements, for example, a long history was to preserve all the Eschweiler buildings. Yep. I'm sure Supervisor Weishon agrees with that, and Supervisor Broderick, and that was a big part of this. We didn't have any action here for 10-plus years because no developer in a sane mind would come and buy here. Because of all the terrific impediments, some environmental concerns. We didn't even have the butterfly habitat, you know, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, 6 years ago, we understood what that was going to be. So there have been a significant amount of roadblocks. And to preserve the Eschweiler buildings now, I mean, we talked about 3 or 4 other construction things that will be going on besides Discovery Parkway. The necessity to move it because of that. You don't want a road going into Swan Boulevard that is going to be extended now. But the point being here is that they've had to make a lot of adjustments too. They've had to go through a lot of reviews and committees and a lot of angst over the last couple years. And I just think that, you know, then come to some of the meetings that have been held over the last couple of years, or come tomorrow night and see what the environmentalists, what questions there are, what the significant money, maybe Mr. Gilbert, you could share with Supervisor Weishon and the rest of the committee, the letter you wrote that talked about the many extra expenses.
We're not going to do that now. There's a motion before us
no.
for layover. If there's layover, there can be all kinds of additional information provided. Let's get to the motion on layover. Supervisor Schmidt, do you have any more comments?
I'm done, thank you.
All right, we're going to Jessica Jens McKnight.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, as a point of clarification for Supervisor Weishon's layover motion, you mentioned staff referrals. Which specific directives do you want staff to report back for after the layover cycle?
Well, we'll get to that if we pass layover. We have a motion for layover. We're going to take a vote on the motion for layover to determine whether we're going to get that information. All right. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on layover.
Supervisors Bowen?
No.
Mayo?
No.
Schmidt?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Weishan?
Aye.
Taylor?
No.
Madam Chair?
No.
One aye, six noes. The motion to layover fails.
All right. We have a motion for approval from Supervisor Mayo. Are there any new comments to be made? I do not want to have comments that have already been made or a rehash of the arguments that have already been made. I'm looking for new points. Supervisor Weishan.
Well, my new point is I'm allowed in this committee to talk about any subject I damn well please.
Yeah, sure.
So that's what this is about. Now, my new topic right here.
This is a procedural issue, Supervisor Weishan. This is on a motion for approval.
Exactly. And about the issues of tax base. This, for the next 27 years, Milwaukee County gets $0. That's what the TIF is. Now, I didn't tell Wauwatosa to go ahead and approve this TIF. And in fact, I gave them a bunch of different alternatives that they could have located the accelerator and all the other things without having to go and spend $12 to $14 million on this TIF. So that was their undertaking. That was their choice. They're the ones who put their residents at risk. And in fact, when we did the TIF for the research park, it was guaranteed by Milwaukee County. So, you know, those were the safety things in there. And the thing is, I just find it just amazing that, you know, after all of this, that we would allow this to move forward in this manner. That, you know, you don't even want to try and negotiate a better deal. You do have a fiduciary responsibility to the taxpayers. And the fact is, you know, going and putting up an extended stay hotel is just ridiculous. There are other places that make more sense. You know, I can't wait. You know, I hope that it gets to the point where we get a company in here that says, wow, I would have really liked to put that research facility in there, but you know what? You put an extended stay hotel on that 3.5 acres. Like, we don't have enough room for those someplace else.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Weishan.
Madam Chair, I do have the floor. And
but you are repeating what you said. Please get to a new point.
And I have that ability to do that.
All right. Please finish.
I would like to without interruption. The terms and conditions that we have to hold fast to on this agreement is there has not been, in my estimation, at least the conversations that I've had, enough attention been given to the habitat area to make sure that actually something happens there. And now you are removing one of the most major incentives that is out there to help rehabilitate the Eschweiler buildings. By putting an extended stay hotel someplace else on this property, you might as well say you're going to bulldoze the Eschweiler buildings, because you have eliminated one of the prime abilities for a developer to actually do that. So I just think this is, one, a terrible financial missed opportunity, and this is not consistent with any agreements that we've had in the past.
Supervisor Schmidt, a follow-up.
We brought up two different things with the Eschweiler buildings. We're trying to do housing around the Eschweiler buildings so they can be preserved. This is an agreement. Originally, that area was going to be looked at a resort hotel. So this was always certainly looked at, on that. I think we're putting very, very difficult restrictions on people who have done some very difficult things already. The point being here, we're the ones who asked the buildings to be preserved. We're the ones who made this development agreement. We have been true to develop. I just heard we broke a no development agreements. Okay, and it's just the problem. And then, obviously, in some testimony we heard today, that there are medical quadrant and people here who want to come, who are coming, like ABB, the Federal Accelerated Building, the UWM, that people need to stay. So this is being asked for. We have other private development areas that still can come. I think so it'd be encouraging for them to come. This has nothing to do with preserving Well, it does have everything to do with it because everybody needs money to do these kinds of things. And I guess I would ask, you know, so we get nothing out of it. We just got $2.3 million to the county because of the ABV. And how much is UWM paying per acre? What's the going rate for development acreage on the county grounds there? We can look at the research park as kind of an example. It's not quite apples to apples, but I'm just saying if we're not, you know, the idea is being brought out that, you know, somehow the county's being taken here, we're not making any money, and this is, you know, and we should be asking them more money for something that they're paying an extraordinarily high price per acre already. That's been documented. So I don't know if you have that quick information just right there, but they're paying top dollar for this acreage. There's no question about that, $250,000 plus.
Supervisor Taylor, you had a point.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The county gets 75% of the sale. What's the price?
As be determined, I would the net. I don't want to really disclose something that's kind of at this point being negotiated, but the net proceeds to the county would be in the high six figures.
Supervisor Taylor?
And when this project is finalized, what are you looking in terms of tax base?
Are you speaking just to this particular piece or the overall
campus? The project that we're having to make a decision on, yes, the piece before us.
The specific one is in the range of probably about $150,000 to $200,000 per year gross taxes. County is about 20% of that, so roughly $30,000 to $40,000 once the TIF district is closed.
How many million dollars is that? Is the project?
Because we don't have the final proposal in hand, roughly I would estimate it at somewhere between $7 million and perhaps as much as $10 million. With the overall campus looking at in the range of $100 million to perhaps as high as $120 million worth of total value.
When I'm wearing my municipal hat in Franklin, I usually don't vote on something. I don't know what the actual sale of the land is going to be or what percentage, let's say, we would get or what the tax revenue is going to be. And so, I mean, it's kind of very vague in general what's in it for the county. I mean, you know what's in it for the city. We don't know what's in it for the county in terms of that revenue based until you tell me right now. Nowhere in my packet to talk about the sale, and you're still in negotiations, yet you're asking us to do an amendment. So thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. I think we've had good argument on this. We have a motion before us for approval, and to keep this focused, this is to seek a amendment to the development agreement to permit an ancillary use at this site. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Bowen?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weishan?
No.
Taylor?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 no. The motion to approve is approved.
All right.